T-Mobile.
Good morning, Rusty. Enjoy it to you.
Tom, top of the morning to you, and it is still morning. Got one of these nice, ugly little lights that popped up on my dash, and I got to go get it checked out and see what's going on here. And I get up this morning, and they've got the signs up that 500 feet down to the left of my driveway, they're closing the road. Looks like they finally decided to come over and start working on that bridge down there below my house.
Well, I hope it isn't, well, or it doesn't inconvenience you a whole lot. But I've been waiting outside here for, about 52 minutes, I guess. And Bernice is not even out of the waiting room. She's just doing a follow-up at Clem's and I. So I went out and walked around the parking lot until my hips got to where I couldn't go no more. I come back and sit down.
That's good. There goes a nice unmarked police car, the sheriff's car. And, they finally got to do something about replacing that bridge down below my house. It's been going bad for years. Then I get on the other side of the road that I was crossing and find another place where they've got the where they're doing some road work up this way. And, there is a way for me to get out of my, and go somewhere when I'm on the other direction, so... looks like at this spot they're picking up some of their stuff where they've got the lane blocked off. I don't know what they're doing up here. I don't know whether they're working overhead or repaving a road or what. They got all kinds of screwy things marked off on this end of this road. There's Sumter Utilities. They're doing some work overhead. Guess what?
Well, not a whole lot to report here this morning. We had an inconvenience a couple of days ago. I had the air conditioner wasn't putting out on the left side, and I had to take it to the dealer. And the morning that I took it to the dealer, I went out to start the truck, and it was deader than a doornail. Well, luckily I had some time. So I ran it back out to the place where I bought my battery, and 9.5 volts. I knew it was shot, but it was a brand new battery, about 2 weeks old. And he said, it's not horribly uncommon. He said, I've seen them in every brand of battery there is, not just, this was an Exide. And he said, no problem. And 15 minutes later, I was on the way with a brand new battery, actually a little more cranky nips.
That's good. Well, I've got to go up here and get this guy to check, do the reading on this thing and tell me what's going on here, and then I'll figure out what I'm going to do about getting it repaired. And then I got to go meet a man and collect some money from him, and then I'm going to go find something to eat because I haven't had either breakfast. I haven't had breakfast this morning. Didn't get started till late, you know?
Hey, when you get your oil change, Rusty, do they... put your service engine light at 5,000 miles. That's the way this one is on the Avalon, and it comes on at 5,000. They asked me where I wanted it set. It wouldn't be that, would it?
No, this is some kind of sensor that is giving. I stopped at one of the parts places the other day and got them to read it, and it come up something about some kind of fuel mixture or something. I don't know. It was kind of screwy, and I just got them to, just to it and reset it so I could bring it over here to my mechanic and all. But no, they reset the thing for my oil change thing, and it's a different thing. Well, I'm here. Let me jump out real quick. I'll catch you shortly. W2T.
Okay. Well, it could be an oxygen sensor. It has something to do with air gas thresholds. See you in a little bit. W2T and 0TR.